Hare Krishna. So welcome to P.V. Doshi Hospital Program of Spiritual Care. One time Srila Prabhupada was walking in the temple, morning walk. Suppose he began from this point. So he walked all the way and he came here and he stopped there. And he said, you see, but you don't see. So everybody thought that something very great spiritual realization he is telling. Something very great, which we are not able to see, but he is able to see. So he said, you see, but you don't see. And he again went around. He again completed one round, again came here. And he stood there. Everybody was standing. Then he said, you see, but you don't see. So everyone thought that maybe he is seeing something which we are not able to see. Something, maybe Krishna he is seeing, or something, some pastime, or some kingdom of God, or something he is seeing which we can't see. So they were wondering, Prabhupada, what is it? Prabhupada said, you see, but you don't see. Then third time he came, but you don't see. So they were really like puzzled, you know, something which we are not able to see, which he is able to see. So he said, the day has come up, already sunlight is already there and the light is on. You see, but you don't see. So nothing, there is nothing, I am telling you something which is great. Spiritual inside story. I'm telling you, you see, you are seeing the tube light. It's on. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. And still you are not able to see. Why you waste Krishna's energy? Why you waste the energy of the Lord? It's like that. It's like that we see, but we don't see. Because it is not P.V. Doshi Hospital electricity, or it is not Bhaktivedanta Hospital electricity, or Tata or Reliance electricity. It is energy of the Lord. So when it is not required, you should put off. Oh, I am not paying. Sometimes we go to hotel, you know. Some hotel residence, something, lodge. And because we pay money, we put 24 hours AC on. Whether we go in or not, we are outside, but AC is on 24 hours. Sometimes ice becomes collected there, in the front of the AC. So 24 hours AC is on without stopping. But we think the hotel is paying. Our mood is that I am paying the rent, so why should not I take full advantage? I want a pre-cooled room. But we forget to understand that it is Lord's energy which we are misusing. So if a devotee thinks that it is everything belongs to God, then even if he pays the money of the hotel, he should not waste energy. Or tap is fully on because I am paying money, so I have full tap on. One time Prabhupada was writing book in the middle of the night. And in the Juhu temple, you know, everything is quiet in the night. Only dogs are barking sometimes. So suddenly he called his servant and he said, just see where the water is leaking. So he just went everywhere around and could not see anything. And he said, Prabhupada, no water leaking. Prabhupada said, no, there is some water leaking. I am not able to see, he said. So now I will come with you. And then Prabhupada went around the temple, and at one point of place, the tap was closed but not fully closed. So tap, 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 water was falling, which was disturbing him when he was typing his book, you know. So he said, even one drop of water is going, by the morning it will become one bucket, drop by drop. One bucket water is lost, because some of you have not put the water tap off correctly. Why? Because water is energy of the Lord, Krishna's energy. Why should you waste it? It should be used in service or should not be wasted. Like that. So we should be always thinking how we can preserve the energy of the Lord and how we can use the energy of the Lord in His service. Hare Krishna. Basically, we always think that it is mine or it is yours. If I go to your house as a guest, then I said, who cares? Anyway, I can put bathroom light on, fan on. The host will see. But in my house, I will keep on putting off everything. Wherever I go, I keep putting on, putting off. Because I think always yours and mine and theirs. This is our consciousness. Constantly we are thinking, I, me and mine. You, yours and yours. But a devotee of the Lord always will see everything in connection with the Lord. Whatever he sees his connection with the Lord. How a mentality of a person is, I can tell you from this story. There was a person who saw one big... That was Prabhupada's poster. Now, if I asked you, if you see Prabhupada's poster on the road, suppose somewhere, what do you expect in that? What do you common sense expect? What do you expect?
For sale?
Huh?
For sale.
No, no, one poster is there, Prabhupada's
okay,
poster.
Poster's already displayed.
From displayed, huh? What do you expect?
No.
Suppose if you see Sonia Gandhi like this, what do you expect? Aray, she's coming or elections are coming or something, some message is there, na? She's like coming like this. Welcome to Sonia Gandhi to Bombay. MPCC, welcome Sonia Gandhi. Like that, when you see Prabhupada's poster, what message do you get? Before you read what is there in the message, you just see the photograph. What do you want?
Some person.
Not person. Some program may be there. Ratyatra may be there. Some Gokulashtami function is there. Something like that, right?
But if you know, name and
person. That is your consciousness when you see that photograph. Or when you see Shah Rukh Khan, maybe you will say some new movie is coming. Or some movie connected program will be there. That's what you and me will see, na? But that person saw a watch in Prabhupada's hand. Something like this, you know. A watch in the hand of Prabhupada. And he was a chore. So he saw, my God, this sannyasi is wearing such a beautiful watch. Let me go there where the address is given and let me steal the watch. So what I am trying to tell you is, this is called as consciousness. You and me will see there is some spiritual program. And a thief will see, oh, good watch. Thing to steal. For example, you see a deer. When you see a deer walking on the road in the middle of jungle somewhere, and if you are a tiger, what do you think? This is my food, let me eat. Okay? But a human being goes, what he will think? So beautiful. And if a poet goes, sees a deer moving, what he will see? Oh, let me write poetry immediately. Oh, like so beautiful yellow spots, brown skin and you know, golden spots, this, that. So item is same. Item is same. He's just walking by like this, crossing the road. But the one who is seeing, according to his consciousness, he is seeing. Do not write. So like that, all the devotees, they always see everything in connection with the Lord. Whatever you see in the world. So, I was telling the story to you. So, he went to temple to meet this person who has that watch in hand. And actually, he stole the watch of Prabhupada. It was a chore, na, basically. So, then Prabhupada understood it, ki this man has stolen my watch. And this man was there in the lecture also, sitting in the pravachan. So Prabhupada ended the lecture and he called him and told him that one should not steal the watch of spiritual master. So he was like quite surprised how he came to know. He only said that nobody should steal the watch of spiritual master. To Prabhupada. He said, Prabhupada, I am very sorry. I will not do it again. He said, not only my watch, you should not steal anybody's watch. You should steal. So that person became a devotee. So now, that person became a devotee of Hare Krishna movement. And then said, Prabhupada, what will I do? What seva I'll do? I'm not trained to do anything. I'm only trained to do stealing. He was only stealing in Jhu Lane, you know. So always steal things, pickpocketing, all those things. So what worth I am? I don't know what to do. And plus, I don't get sleep in the night because I used to be awake in the night. So daytime I get sleep, nighttime I am awake only. So what service I will do? So Prabhupada said, what, you know, Prabhupada, he was very expert. He knew exactly how to engage everybody in service. So he said that when I write books, the dogs disturb me. When you are awake in the night, keep the dogs away from my room. Keep them away so that they will not make noise and they will not disturb me in writing the books. And that person, it is today, believe me, that person today is the ISKCON television in charge in Juhu Temple. He is now multimillionaire. He is a big man. He has his own television productions. And I have given Atma lectures under his company on television, on Star Plus. So what Prabhupada did actually? Prabhupada actually changed the consciousness of the person from stealing, from a chore, to a devotee of the Lord. But as per your consciousness, you see things around. So he has great interest in videography and everything. So he said, why not use my interest into service to the Lord? So he had the idea that, okay, first time in the world of ISKCON that we can broadcast video lectures on television. Then we had no money. But still he hired some machinery and recorded some lectures and then launched in Star Plus. And that became so hit. 5 years Star Plus ran it on their own. And Star Plus made crores of rupees on that. Then he thought, okay, I will not make Star Plus to make money. We will make money for temple. Then he bought the machinery and then he started his own productions. So what is all this devotion all about? Devotion is all about changing our consciousness. From I, me and mine to the Lord. Everything that you see, you know, something called as kleptomania, you heard? Kleptomania. What is kleptomania? Anybody knows? Anything in the world in front of you want to steal, that's it. Whether you are rich, poor, millionaire, disease is such that anything you see of anybody, anywhere in the earth, you want to steal it. Like I said, madam is sitting here, the mobile is here, so I will keep watching. If she looks there, immediately I will put the mobile in pocket. Whether I need, I like or not, I want to just take your things to me, that's it, finished. So one of our big cardiologist doctor in the hospital, well-to-do, very good practice and everything, but he had the disease of kleptomania. So what he did, you know, he stole our infusion pump from Bhaktivedanta Hospital. She knows.
And Stetho also.
And Stetho also. And
HGT machines.
And then Sister Bindu saw, right, and many times she saw, he picking up things, you know. And it was all used in his nursing home in Bhayandar. And one time we made a trap, you know. How was it? Jasus kaise hota hai? Jasus. Detective. Trap we put up. And we picked up everything. And then we arrested him. And he said, no, no, I am a doctor. Why should I steal all these things? I don't need your things. Then we got police. And police took him. Doctor said, you go out. I will handle this. In 30 seconds, he said, yes, yes, yes. Everything I have stolen. The way they use language. 30 seconds he accepted everything and he got everything back to us. It's like that. So this is, we are like also kleptomaniac people. Do you agree with me? Yes or no?
Yes.
Because everything that belongs to the Lord, we want to take it for ourselves. Like the child, he comes to your house. He doesn't see that it's your house, not my house. He will just go, there are some children, you know, who come to my house and said, open the refrigerator, take the butter, start eating, take fruit, start eating. Whatever they see, take sarbat ka bottle, they start drinking. And the mother comes, no, you should not do this, you should not do this. This is not our house. Mother will tell, This is refrigerator, but other houses they will go and start taking all the toys, start playing. And the toys whom they belong to, with that child they start fighting. No, I want this. He said, no, this is mine. No, this is mine, I want to play. Because everything that is enjoyable, they want to enjoy for themselves. They don't want to care who belongs to, who's owned by, they don't want to care for that. They just simply want to grab it and enjoy it for themselves. So all of us who are not the devotees of the Lord, they are only kleptomaniacs. Because they want to pick up everything and enjoy for ourselves. Not knowing whose property it is, whom it belongs to. And then when you become a devotee of the Lord, then what do you think? Oh, this is a wonderful glass. How will I use it in service to the Lord? First of all, you will see it as property of the Lord. Not property of P.V. Doshi Hospital, not the property of Bhaktivedanta Hospital, not the property of Madam's office, not the property of tutor's office. They will see as Krishna's property, Lord's property. Use it, how to nicely engage in service. And that consciousness is a promise offered back to the Lord. Then our life will become perfect. Everything that we see, we use, maybe it is a laser, maybe it is a pencil, maybe it is a PUBG, maybe it is anything. Whatever you come across in life, the soap powder, some people put so much soap powder that, you know, some people use so much of shampoo, so much of toothpaste, so much of washing liquid on the floor to wash. So many things are there, no? Some people just take up the waste bags, even if there is no kachara in that, still they will throw it away next day. Because it is like hospital, na? Every day we are supposed to change it. So housekeeping boy will go every day, he will change everything and he will not see, oh, this dustbin is empty, there is nothing in that, so I don't need to change it. So I, me and mine. This is mine, this is theirs. Their matter I can waste, I can do whatever I want, my matter I will take it very carefully. And the whole cause of suffering in this world is because of I, me and mine. But this is mine and that is yours. This is not mine. And what is not mine, I want to be make it mine. That is the whole thing. Whatever is yours also, I want to make it mine. So how can we be happy? One time I must have told you that who is a wise person or who is defined as a person having knowledge? You remember? I have told you here. Have I told you here? Not exactly, I will tell you, but now, as I have not told you, you please write down. Who is, as per scriptures, defined as a person who has knowledge, or a wise man, or what is wisdom? There is a great personality called Chanakya Pandit, you must have heard in history, you must have heard. He was in Ashoka's kingdom, Chandragupta Maurya's kingdom. He was a great Pandit, you know, great knowledgeable personality. Knowledge or just whimsical knowledge. So he said, a person is known as Pandit or a learned person if he has got three things in him. One thing is, if he sees others' wealth as poison. If he sees as others' wealth, paradravyeshu vishavat, others' wealth as poison. What is the poison? Poison that kills your life, right? What is the poison? Poison means it can kill you. So one, if you learn to see others' wealth as poison, that means you will never take it for yourself. Even 1 rupee, half rupee, you will not take it. Even if you are in your sleep, in your dream also, you will not take it. You will return it back to you. Second is, one who sees paradareshu matrovat, that means every other woman as mother. Every single woman who sees as his own mother, he is supposed to be learned. Paradareshu matruvat. Dara means woman. And third is Sarvabhuteshu Atmavat. That means all living entities as yourself. Atmavat means yourself, like yourself. That means I don't see you different as like me. If I get pain by something, then I will not give that thing to you because it will cause pain to you. That is the meaning of Sarvabhuteshu Atmavat. It means I will not do unto you what is painful to me. What does the Bible say? Don't do to others. What is that? Thou shalt not do. What is that line? Do unto others what you would like to do to be done unto you. Is that a wording? Do unto others. What is the wording? No, that is one line. There is one line which means do not do things to others which you will not like to be done unto you. तुमको जो करने से बुरा लगता है वो दूसरे को मत करो. देयर इज वन लाइन देयर इन बाइबल. डू अन टू अदर्स दैट यू लाइक अदर्स टू डू अन टू यू, समथिंग लाइक दैट. हाँ, सो देयर आर मेनी लाइन्स, सेम डिफरेंट डिफरेंट लाइन्स आर देयर विच अल्टीमेटली मीन दैट इफ आई ट्रीट यू एज माई सेल्फ देन आई विल नॉट डू टू यू दोज थिंग्स विच पेन मी. If suppose talking harshly pains me, I will not talk with you harshly. Because I know it pains me when I talk harshly with you. Right? Ridiculing you or commenting on your physical elements or physical defectivity, I will not do. Because I know if somebody comments on me, on physical deformity, I will not like it. So that is last line. Sarvabhuteshu Atmavat. That means you treat every living entity as good as yourself. That means if you want to be respected, you respect every living entity. You want to get help, then you help every living entity. If you have these three things in you, then only you are considered to be a learned man or a woman. Not when you have studied so many books, when you have studied, taken so many degrees, so lectures. So it has nothing to do with you, what you do externally. What learned means is what you understand from within. And these three things can only occur in any person if he is God conscious. That's only possible when one is God conscious. So when you are God consciousness of God in every moment of your life, that means you will see everything in connection with God. So you can see every living entity also in connection with God, number one. When you see God's presence in every living entity, then you can naturally respect everybody. And then you see woman as your mother, because you have taken birth from a woman. So you see every woman as your mother. Again, because of God consciousness, gratefulness is there, gratitude is there. And when you see that everything belongs to God, nothing belongs to me. So I should not partake of anything for myself, except for my need. Nothing for my greed. And even if a sinful man is having lot of wealth, and you are a devotee of God and having little wealth, you are maybe a poor man, you should not think, why I am poor, I am a devotee of the Lord, and he is a sinful man, why should I have so much wealth? No, he should not have that wealth, I should get that wealth, because I am a devotee of the Lord. Unless he deserves, why God will give wealth to him? Whatever I deserve, God is giving me. He doesn't say because he's sinful, he should be poor. No, God will entrust something with you, some power, some authority, some position, some influence, only if you deserve. So one should respect that. By some past karma, Lord is giving you some wealth. And my past karma is not good, so Lord is giving me less wealth, which I can enjoy. So a devotee will think, who is God conscious, he will think that whatever I am supposed to get, I will get. But I will never take one single rupee, one single coin from anybody else, which is not mine. Unless it comes to me in a legitimate way, as a reward of my work, as some reward of my activity, then I will take it, legitimately. But illegitimately, I will not take anything from you. That is the consciousness of a devotee of the Lord. And that is why he is learned. And don't you feel if a person is such a way learned, the way I told you definition, don't you feel safe with the person? You feel very safe. He is not going to look at you as an enjoyable object because you are a beautiful woman. He is not going to steal your money. He is not going to insult you, hurt you, harm you. That is a sign of knowledge. Once he is in knowledge, he behaves like this. He treats everybody as his own mother. He treats all wealth as poison. He doesn't take anything from others. And he will treat everybody like he will treat himself. Or like to treat himself. That is a man in knowledge and who has real knowledge. So real knowledge is not what you speak. Real knowledge is judged by who you behave. Not what you speak in your lectures. Real knowledge is judged by what you behave. Whether it is at home, or whether it is your house, office, everything belongs to God. Nothing should be wasted. That should be our mood. And that is what we should teach our students, you know. Along with whatever we teach, nursing students, mathematics, history, geography, poetry, whatever we teach. What our teachers would teach us? Something more than that. And what we remember the teachers for? Not teaching. Remember her for that. Now that madam would come and she would not like this and she would always like this. Ultimately. So that is what we are here for. So whether in our Gopal's Garden High School, whether we teach geography, history, mathematics, computer science, ultimately everything is taught in connection with God. That is why they become ultimately devotees of the Lord. They are taught that all material science to get degrees, SSC, 12, whatever. They are studying all the things, what everybody studies. But they have something called as VAC. What is that? Vedic culture. One subject is there. Like we have here. Why that is there? It will tell you what you are earning outside, how to use that knowledge. That's why that VAC is there. Here spiritual care is there. Yes, you become great nurse by you learning skills and knowledge and become gold medal. But you are not taught how to use that knowledge in service to God and humanity. Then it's all useless. No? What the world is today fearful of, you know? By chance, if the atomic science and atomic knowledge falls in the hand of terrorists, finished. Everybody is worried. Even if they are also siding with the terrorists and they are also having connections with terrorists, but no one wants terrorists to get the formula of atom bomb. So the first thing immediately they will blast atom bomb. So having atom bomb is a great knowledge, great research, great achievement. How to use it nicely, but if it falls in the hands of people who are wrong, great will become just like that. So we have to teach our students this knowledge, how to use all this knowledge in service to God, how to understand it is coming from God. People are deprived of this knowledge today. In the whole world today, people have lots of knowledge, material knowledge, science, advancement, technology, so many things are there everywhere in the world. You will be amazed to know. I don't know this, no children are knowing this. So many technologies have come up, but no one knows how to use it in service to God. That's why all of us are suffering. Even though we have so many advancements, we are suffering because our consciousness is not God-oriented. Our consciousness is self-oriented, self-enjoyment-oriented. We want to only enjoy ourselves, make ourselves happy. Sometimes at the cost of others also, we want to make ourselves happy. We don't care. By hook or crook, I must be happy. Whether it makes you unhappy, I do not care. I will like to become happy even at the cost of making you unhappy. This is usually our mood is. And directly or indirectly, even parents teach their students. Apla bagaycha. Bagaycha kay karaycha tula? So they teach our children. Knowingly, unknowingly. No? So we should also be very careful in what we are cultivating our children, what knowledge we give. Like that.
qualities, three qualities you told just now, that we develop when we become devotee or both.
When you start becoming conscious of God, automatically these things will come in you. And what is the meaning of becoming conscious of God? That is what we have to learn. And how do we learn that? We learn by praying every day, by chanting the name of the Lord every day. We learn by giving up bad habits in our life. The Lord and the Lord also every day. What are these processes? These are the processes of purification of the soul. By doing this chanting, praying, having regulative principles to follow, reading scriptures, associating with devotees, visiting the places, temples. By doing this regularly, what happens is the soul gets purified. And when the soul gets purified, that means comes back to his original state, automatically this knowledge springs out. When you blow the coal, what happens? What happens? Huh?
Fire.
Is the fire already there or not there?
Fire
is already there. Only it's covered by the ash. What do you do by blowing? You just blow the ash. When you blow the ash, immediately fire comes up. So there's a verse in scriptures which says, Nityo nityanam chetanas chetananam eko bahunam vididhati kaman. Which means, the soul is always a devotee of the Lord. Nityo nityanam is eternally the soul is a devotee of the Lord. Whether it's a Christian or Hindu or Muslim, it doesn't make difference. Soul is eternally part and parcel and a devotee of the Lord. And what do we do by devotional practice? We just take the ash away. That's all. The dirt, the covering that is covering the soul, making it appear something else than what it is. We just remove that, and as soon as we remove that, the original shine of the Lord, of the soul comes up, of the devotion of the Lord. So it is not, we cannot say at this point of time you will be learned. You will start looking at every woman as mother and you will treat everybody's wealth as poison. It's not like that. It is you daily do the purificatory processes of prayers, connecting with the Lord. Really try to connect with the Lord by your practices. And by that daily connection with the Lord, you get purified. And all these things start happening to your life naturally. At the same time, you have to also practice these things. Because sometimes even after doing all these purificatory processes, you will still keep doing the same thing, keep stealing, keep selfish, you know. One has to hear this, these three things are there, I must practice these three things, they are not in me still. It is voluntarily to do these things. Okay, now 5 rupees of hers has come extra to me. Yesterday I would have kept it myself, today now I want to give back to her 5 rupees. Because I heard that, Parad Dravyeshu Vishavat, I have heard it now, that others' wealth is like poison and I don't want to take poison. So today 5 rupees I will give back to madam immediately. This makes difference or not? You are not trained into that still, but still you are training yourself. No, I should not do this. Otherwise you would say, Baniya has given me 5 rupees extra by mistake. Keep quiet, go back home. Don't do anything. This is what we will do. Otherwise, he gave me 4 papayas and I was supposed to get 100 rupees back, he gave me 150 rupees back. Just go home quietly, don't talk it. Anyway, he every day gives me costly materials. So today I have made up the materials cost. No cheating. Once you cheat, that means you get reaction of that cheating. And if you think you earn 50 rupees, but you will lose much more in future. Because cheating is always bad. So we may not be cheating with money, but we may not be cheating with so many things. We may be cheating with work. Madam has given you work, but you are not doing work. Only madam goes, you are doing work. When madam goes, you sit down. It's cheating, right? So cheating may not be always with money or materials. Cheating also with work, also with your mind. One can cheat. Or make it appear like you are very busy, working so hard. So we say, looking busy, doing nothing. Moving here and there, looking so busy for that. What are you doing? Nothing. So we say, looking busy, doing nothing. Like that we say. So practice, write down, meditate, and try to imbibe these qualities as early as possible. You will be happy, the people around you will be happy, and God will be happy, 100%. Is it sure? If you treat everybody else as your mother, God will not be happy. So happy you will be. Instead of looking at every woman as an enjoyable object, see everybody as my mother, God will be so happy. Any other question is there?